Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of November 17, 2023, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Ginger begins as follows. I hope everyone had a good Veterans Day weekend holiday. Now we turn our thoughts to Turkey Day and beyond. See below for information about fundraising and the Christmas dinner. Remember that we do not bowl next week. We'll all be too stuffed. So let's bowl up some turkeys tonight for Thanksgiving. If you need a sub or want to sub, please call Sharon after 8 a.m. at 919-740-1073 on Sunday. If you have a spot, it will be confirmed on Thursday. Note, you do not have to call this week, as we are not bowling next week. Lane assignments, week 7. Lane 35, team 4, triple threat. Lane 36, team 7, hangmen. Lane 37, team 6, silver bullets. Lane 38, team 1, sharpshooters. Lane 39, team 8, rough riders. Lane 40, team 2, strike time. Lane 41, team 3, gunslingers. Lane 42, team 5, midnight bandits. Subs for tonight, lane 41, team 3, out, Sharon Benton, in, Matt Bowers. Lane 42, team 5, out, Miriam Dixon, in, Jerry Graham. Out, Marjorie Hurd, in, John Rubisam. And Loretta Tony is on standby. Holiday cash raffle. The Raleigh Outlaws are holding a cash raffle and drawing the winners at our Christmas dinner on December 16th. First place is $200, second place $100, and third place $50. Tickets are $3 for $5 or $2 for a single ticket. See Sharon tonight to turn in tickets and cash. And to pick up tickets that you can sell. We'd like everyone to help sell as many as possible of these tickets. The Raleigh Outlaws would like to extend our condolences to Marjorie Hurd and her family on the passing of her brother, Bobby Earl Hurd. Visitation was held today, Friday, November 17, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the R.M. Ferguson Funeral Home, 2820 Trawick Road, Raleigh. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow, Saturday, November 18, at 2 p.m. at the Good Samaritan Baptist Church, 9433 White Oak Road in Garner. And the zip code in Garner is 27529. Please keep Marjorie and her family in your prayers during this very difficult time. Christmas dinner. Our annual Christmas dinner will be held from 5 to 9 p.m. on December 16 at Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road in Raleigh. Tickets are $15 per person and may be purchased from Sharon tonight. December 8 is the deadline to purchase tickets. All meals are prepaid, no tickets at the door. Please purchase as soon as possible, as we're having it catered by Bullock's Restaurant this year, and we need to give them an accurate count. Another way to win, Buffalo Lanes North holds a jackpot drawing for league bowlers each Friday afternoon live on Facebook. You can put in $1 at the desk each night that you bowl, and if your three-game total score matches the three numbers drawn on Friday afternoon, you win the jackpot. And if no one wins by matching the score, the prize fund goes up the following week. Buffalo North is also participating in a fundraiser for veterans called Bowlers to Veterans Link. It's the oldest bowling fundraiser for veterans, and it was founded back in 1942. Ooh, the long time, 81 years. The organization provides funds for recreation therapy for veterans and is the official charity of the Pro Bowlers Association. The goal is to raise $7,000 to support the organization, and all the leagues at Buffalo are challenged to help. The league which donates the most will win food and a bowling ball from Taylor Marks Pro Shop. See the front desk to make your donation. The Wake Federation of the Blind will be selling shelled peanuts during our bowling nights. Monies raised will support the work of our chapter. The peanuts are sold at $4 per bag. See Robert Parrish about that. The Raleigh-Wake Council of the Blind is also having a fundraiser. And they ask the question, do you like chocolate? Do you like nuts? Do you like helping out nonprofits? Well, here's a way that you can do it all. The Raleigh-Wake Council of the Blind is a nonprofit organization, and they're having a fundraiser. When you buy delicious treats from rwcb.terrylynn.com, you will also make a generous donation to the Raleigh-Wake Council for the Blind. So check out their website frequently, rwcb.terrylynn.com. That link is actionable in your email copy of the newsletter. We thank you for your help. And if you want to call, you must call them Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The number is 1-800-323-0775. And you must tell them that you are calling with the Raleigh-Wake Council of the Blind. This from Lawrence Carter, president of the Raleigh-Wake Council of the Blind. Email, or rather web address, nccbinfo.org. Or you can phone to 919-856-0034. Our friends at Insightful Visionaries are sponsoring the annual Christmas Without Lights on Saturday, December 16, from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is $20 per person. This event will be held at BOCC, the Dream Center, 5616 Fox Road, Raleigh 27616. It will feature food, Christmas sing-alongs, games, and vendors for holiday shopping. Special entertainment will be by pianist Gilbert Thomas and saxophonist Wilkins Eugene. Christmas Without Lights is an awe-inspiring holiday showcase and celebration that has become an annual tradition by Insightful Visionaries Incorporated through the spirit of collaboration with other nonprofits and local organizations. The event represents a cooperative effort to share the spirit of Christmas by giving back to the disabled community. This year, we are excited to partner with Foundation Fighting Blindness. You can learn more by clicking on the active link in your email copy of this newsletter. Accessible Pharmacy, www.https://accessiblepharmacy.com, is sponsoring a virtual blind health expo on Friday, December 1 from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And there's a long list of vendors that you can look at in your email copy. If you register now, you can use the active link box in your email copy of the newsletter for free to virtually visit these exhibitors at the second Blind Health Expo 2023. The list is growing every day. 68 organizations have registered to date. We also have many other exhibitors that are still submitting their registrations. So the full list of those, as we noted, who have submitted registrations is in your email copy of the newsletter. And just below that, you can click on that register to attend thing. Accessible Pharmacy Services is a home delivery pharmacy service specializing in individuals who have disabilities. We are the largest blind-owned healthcare company in the country and the only provider of its kind. If you are interested in becoming a patient or would like an Accessible Pharmacy team member to speak with your organization, please call 1-888-633-7007. Or you can send an email to info@accessiblepharmacy.com. We have a couple of tasty things for you here now. Several of them, I think. Three. First, something that's really good in the weather gets a little bit colder. In fact, I think I had something very much like this at my daughter's house last weekend. Chicken and salsa tortilla soup. Ingredients, 1 3/4 cups of water, 1 14-ounce can reduced sodium chicken broth. 1/2 pound skinless, boneless chicken breast halves cut into bite-sized pieces. Or the chef who presented this recipe, donated this recipe, said, or I, meaning her, I presume, use leftover rotisserie chicken. It could be a he, except for the fact that he's like me. There's rarely any leftover rotisserie chicken. It goes too fast. Well, anyway, continuing on with the ingredients, you will need 1 tablespoon or 1 to 2 teaspoons of chili powder, depending upon your desired spiciness level, 1 11-ounce can of Mexican corn, that's whole kernel corn with sweet peppers, drained, 1 can of black beans, drained and rinsed, 1 or 2 cups of bottled chunky salsa, 3 cups of broken, baked, or fried tortilla chips, shredded Monterey Jack or cheddar cheese, and extra chili powder, black pepper, or hot sauce if desired. And finally, they don't really say how much of this, but it says any brand of tequila. Ooh, okay. I'm game for that. Any brand of tequila. So I think we're going to be using that in some way. The directions. In a large saucepan, combine water, chicken broth, chicken, and chili powder. Next, bring it to a boiling level and reduce the heat. Cover and simmer for 8 minutes. Add the corn and beans. Simmer uncovered for 5 minutes more. Stir in the salsa. Heat thoroughly. Add more chili powder, black pepper, and or hot sauce if desired. And to serve that, ladle soup into bowls. Top with chips and sprinkle with cheese. Ah, here it comes. Pour yourself a shot of tequila. Drink, eat, and enjoy. All right, now this one might be a little more traditional, given that Thanksgiving is coming up. But you never know. To each their own. Apple pie cake. Your ingredients, 1 yellow cake mix, 1 can of apple pie filling, 1 can of applesauce, that'll be 8 ounces, please, 2 eggs and water, and it says see below. So we don't know how much water you're going to use. We'll find out. Your instructions, in a large mixing bowl, combine the cake mix powder from the box with 1 can of applesauce, 2 beaten eggs, and then add in water 1/3 cup at a time, mixing thoroughly until the batter is smooth, thick, and creamy, like a good thick pudding. And in the can of apple pie filling, just put that in there as well and continue to mix it up. The batter should be of a pudding-ish quality. Do not try to mash apple pieces from the pie filling. Leave them right there. Pour into 1 large 9x13 lightly greased pan, or 2 lightly greased loaf pans, and bake in a preheated oven of 350 degrees Fahrenheit. The cake should be moist and a bit more like brownies than cake when done. In truth, this cake should be called an apple cobbler cake, for that's what it turns into when it's done. This cake can pass for a cobbler. You may frost it with cream cheese or vanilla frosting for best results. Though in the end, I didn't. I scooped it from the pan while still warm and ate it as if it were a cobbler. Store it in the fridge when it's cool. Then reheat in the microwave with a pat of butter if you haven't frosted it. Mm-hmm. And this last one sounds interesting. Hot cranberry casserole. Mm-hmm. Never had that. 3 large tart apples. I wonder if they mean Granny Smith, those green ones. Well, tart apples, you know. 2 cups of raw cranberries. 1 cup of white sugar. 1 1/2 cups of quick cooking oatmeal. 1/2 cup of brown sugar. 1/2 cup of flour. 1 stick of butter. And 1/2 cup of chopped pecans. I got all twisted up there thinking of how good this is going to taste. Your directions are to peel and chop the apples. Wash and sort the... Well, you should wash the apples first. Then peel them and chop them. Wash and sort cranberries and place the apples, cranberries, and white sugar in a 2-quart casserole and combine all of that. Next, you want to combine oats, brown sugar, flour, butter, and nuts, and spread it on top of the cranberry apple mixture. Bake this sucker for at 325 degrees for an hour and serve it hot. And everybody in the house is going to be going, oh yeah, oh yeah. Love it. Lastly, here's your bowling schedule through the month of December. Bowl on November 17. No bowling on November 24. That's Thanksgiving weekend. Bowl on December 1 and 8. The Outlaw Christmas dinner will be December 16. And then there's a break until January. So, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, 2024. You've been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.